The Tree of Life in the Service of the Nations by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. And out of the ground Yahweh Elohim made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The Tree of Life was also in the middle of the garden, also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Genesis 2:9. The Tree of Life was on both sides of the river, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree are for the service of the nations. Revelation 22:2. Happy are those who wash their robes so that they may have the license to the Tree of Life and may enter the city by the gates. Revelation 22:14. The Tree of Life is placed as bookends, as it were, in the Scriptures. We find it first in Eden's Garden and then last in the New Jerusalem. What is also interesting is that in both cases, its setting is outside of the realm of death. The first occurrence is before the entrance of death and the last after its exit. Therefore, its primary significance is clearly outside of the realm of death, for it is indeed the Tree of Life. The presence of the Tree of Life, Revelation 22:2, in the context of the consummate age of God's day, 2 Peter 3:12, cf. 1 Corinthians 15:24, 28, Revelation 21:1, 5, alerts us that we have common misconceptions regarding its full purpose. For after all, those who possess immortality will have no need of the Tree of Life to extend their lives. The reason that the Tree of Life is available to the nations in the consummation of the ages actually lies in the unique word commonly translated healing. The concordant version is of no assistance here, for it is disconcordant in its translation, rendering therapeia, four instances in the Greek scriptures by four different English words, household, Matthew 24:45, healed, Luke 9:11, attendance, Luke 12:42, and cure, Revelation 22:2. Yet the concordant translation of therapeia in Luke 12:42 does provide us with a helpful context, that of a faithful and prudent administrator whom the Lord will be placing over his attendants. This is in agreement with Strong's primary meaning for therapeia as attendance. Notice also the meaning provided by others. Service rendered by one to another service. Attendance, therefore. Young's accurately translates therapeia in Revelation 22. Two A's and the leaves of the tree are for the service of the nations. Interestingly, Liddell Scott Jones' lexicon presents to us the meaning of therapeia as identified elsewhere in Greek literature as service paid to the gods. Service done to gain favor. Paying court. What is of special interest is the Tree of Life's association with therapeia. Attendance is service given to lordships and monarchs, that is, service paid to the gods, Elohim. In Luke 12:42, the faithful and prudent administrator is placed by his Lord over his attendants, while paying court is the attendance given to such dignitaries from outsiders in order to gain their approval, that is, service done to gain favor. Thus is the royal approach present. The overcomers who come forth out of the great tribulation will be granted the assumption of sonship and enjoy an allotment. Revelation 21:7. With this allotment comes a divine license to the Tree of Life. Revelation 22:14. While the fruit of the Tree of Life belongs to the Israel of God, the Gentile nations will come to Jerusalem, both the millennial, Revelation 22:14, and new Revelation 22:2. To pay homage to the divine court, paying court, and gain access to the leaves of the tree in order to carry out their divine service, attendance, to the dignitaries over them. Yet all of this must be done through those having the rightful authority, license, to dispense the Tree of Life. Thus, throughout the millennial reign of Christ, and even on into the endless consummate day of God, there will remain in place a glorious order of righteous dominion throughout the universe. This rule will result in incessant homage and tribute rising up to and through all of God's honored authority, intensifying all the way to God's universal throne, where the exalted Christ, head and body, sits at his right hand. The foundation of this glorious procession is found to be the licensed Tree of Life, the divine right to pay incessant homage and tribute up the chain of command to Christ and Yahweh. For the members of the one body of the secret administration, the Tree of Life has no direct bearing. Our sphere of glory is neither the new earth or the new Jerusalem, but the celestial sphere in the super heavens, far up above all heavens, both new and old. Our vivification and exaltation will predate the known reemergence of the Tree of Life by at least 700 years.